Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Pendidikan dan Kebudayaan mempersembahkan
English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.
Selamat berjumpa dalam English Audiopedia.
Hello and welcome to English Audiopedia. Today we are going to learn about a narrative text in the form of an Indonesian legend. The title is The Legend of a Crying Rock. It is adapted from www.kompasiana.com.
Sobat pintar, sebelum mendengarkan teks naratif lisan tentang legenda batu menangis, berikut ini adalah kosakata yang membantumu memahami isi cerita.
Boast,
membanggakan.
Spoil,
manja.
Accompany,
menemani.
Embarrassed,
malu.
Maid,
pembantu.
Grant,
mengabulkan. Sobat pintar, setelah kamu mempelajari kosakata tadi, simaklah legenda batu menangis atau dalam bahasa Inggris, The Legend of a Crying Rock, berikut ini.
Last week, I was in a performance at the City Hall. I had the main role in the performance based on an old legend. Did you see the performance? If you didn't, let me tell you about it. I was a poor widow. I lived on a hill far from the countryside with my daughter. My daughter was very beautiful, and she always boasted about her beauty. However, she was very lazy and never helped me. She was also very spoiled. She always asked for many things, and if she didn't get them, she would cry. The situation made me sad, but somehow I still loved her. One day, my daughter asked me to buy her a new gown. At first, I refused because I did not have enough money. Nevertheless, because I felt forced to obey her request, I decided to buy it for her. I then asked my daughter to accompany me to the market.
Okay, but I don't want to walk beside you. You should walk behind me. I'm embarrassed if others see me, she said. Although I was sad, I did what she requested. We left for the market to buy the gown for her. On the way to the market, my daughter walked in front of me, while I walked behind her, carrying a basket. Although we were mother and daughter, we looked very different, as if we were not from the same family. We looked more like a boss and a maid. My daughter dressed up beautifully and wore very nice clothes, while I looked old and wore very simple dresses. When we got to the market, a young man greeted us.
Hi, pretty girl, who's that behind you? Is that your mother? He asked.
Of course not, she's my servant, said my daughter. I was sad to hear it, but I kept silent, though my heart was crying. People kept asking my beautiful daughter about me, but she always said that I was just her maid. I couldn't stand how my daughter treated me. I was so upset that I prayed and asked God to change my daughter into a stone. God granted me my wish. Slowly, my daughter started to change into a stone, starting from her feet up until her head. Through many tears, the stone begged God and myself to forgive her, but it was too late. The stone still exists now, and is called Batu Menangis, or the Crying Rock.
Sobat Pintar, kamu baru saja mendengarkan legenda Batu Menangis. Hikmah apa yang kamu dapatkan dari legenda tadi? Semoga legenda tadi dapat memberi pelajaran bagi kita semua, agar senantiasa menghormati orang tua kita.
English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.